You run your own architect business. You decide you need to take on a new member of staff. Brian, just 16 years old, has left school and is looking for a job, so you decide to give him the opportunity and take him on. Brian works really hard for you for 5 years. You spend thousands on training him and teaching him to do the job. After 5 years, he generates some income for the business. Brian pays off in the long run, but it takes a long time and a lot of investment. You run your own architect business. You decide to take on a new member of staff. Frank has been an architect for the last 10 years, is fully qualified, and knows what the job entails. He starts work for you on Monday, and by Friday, he's already earning the company money. Brian is like using a new domain for your business websites, whereas Frank is like using an expired domain. Not all expired domains are created equal. Therefore, it is important to research their history just like you would a new member of staff. Expired domains can massively reduce the time it takes a website to rank in the search engines, generate leads, traffic, and get a return on your investment. I'm not saying you need to spend too much time studying expired domains. Still, you should always try to get a domain with some sort of history and is close to the niche you are targeting. I like to use a free website called expireddomains.net, and I check the total number of backlinks with the total number of referring domains. If these are almost equal, I will purchase the domain and put a website on it. I don't immediately make the website part of my network because it may be a domain that Google doesn't like. Similar to a human who has a criminal record, a domain name retains a lot of its history in Google's eyes, and those that have a so-called checkered past can be penalized for it. This is why I wait until Google have indexed the website before associating it with any of my other websites. You can check if it's been indexed by typing site://url.com into the Google search bar. Even though most of the time expired domains are better, we still use both expired and new domains in our networks because it looks more natural to Google. I will talk in more detail later in the book about creating a website network that will help you rank, so do not worry about it too much at this stage. You will learn all about it in the chapter on single niche PBNs.